Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with TRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Del Mar, reminding owners and trainers to maximize your earning potential at Del Mar this summer. Ship and win. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, home of California's newest stallion, Forbidden Kingdom. And by HorseBills.com. Enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the newly renovated OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Raymond Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm Bob Ike. I'll bring in my co-host, John Lindo, in just 1 minute. It's Preakness Day. The eyes of the racing world will be on Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore, Maryland for the second leg of the Triple Crown. Of course, that's the Preakness Stakes. $2 million on the line. It's the 150th Preakness. We'll have full coverage today from Pimlico. And by the way, they're already three races in. They started at 7:30 Pacific time. The Preakness will go about 4 o'clock our time. So a very, very long day from Pimlico. We'll also have coverage today from Aqueduct, Santa Anita, and Gulfstream Park. For all that and more, let me bring in my co-host, John Lindo. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Happy Preakness Day.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And, John, want you to bring us up to speed on the conditions there, but this is the final Preakness at this old weathered facility here at Pimlico. It's going to have major demolition and renovation project that will start very soon. So next year's Preakness will be at Laurel, and then hopefully we're back at Pimlico in 2027.
Yeah, they've got a lot of work to do. You know, the renovation has been put off by a number of years. And originally there was, a stipend, a fund set up to do the renovation. First Racing, who had the property, never got it done. So the property has been deeded over to the state of Maryland, who will now do the renovation after today's Preakness Stakes Day. So, and it needs the work. You've been there, and it's a tired facility. I'm glad they're going to get it done. And in a very short time, the three Triple Crown venues are all going to be pretty much new, renovated, and up to date. It's going to be an interesting series. And, Bob, let me go ahead and give you the track conditions at Maryland now. They're in the paddock for the fourth race. They just upgraded the main track to fast after the storms we saw late yesterday and into the evening. The weather cleared out earlier this morning. It's sunny, got a little wind there, so it's drying out quickly. Main track listed as fast now. The turf course is listed as good, but the second race today, the only turf race so far, they ran the mile in 1:43 and change. So I think maybe listing the turf course as good is a little optimistic for perception purposes. Obviously, it'll dry out as the day goes along.
And, John, you mentioned the weather that hit yesterday. There was a significant weather delay right before the big race, the Black-Eyed Susan there. And what, about 90 minutes, John? I mean, it was delayed. I mean, there was a long time between post as it was. But the weather hit, lightning. They could not get the horses, obviously, put them in danger or the people there. But everything came off smoothly for the Black-Eyed Susan. And to me, John, the main track looks to be in remarkable shape.
It really is. It was sealed for training and muddy this morning. They cut it open for the first race, and it's really dried out quickly, and it looks good. They seem to be getting a hold of it. The first race, 6 furlongs, was 1:10 and change. You got the Maryland Sprint Stakes coming up with Booth in there. So this will be a fast race, and we'll get a good look to see how quick this main track is. But it did dry out really fast, and the conditions are good for racing today. And the delay was so long prior to the Black-Eyed Susan that even though first post time yesterday was at 8:30 our time, 11:30 in Baltimore, they had to cancel the 14th and final last race due to darkness. So couldn't get that one in. We've got enough time to get the 14 races in today, though.
John, I want to mention the Derby Room and Los Alamitos. They are already open this morning and waiting to serve you. I know people, they staffed it very early, and that with that 7:30 first post at Pimlico. So get on out and support those simulcast facilities. John, before we get into really the nuts and bolts of the Preakness, let's do some news and notes from the week. Churchill Downs announced that they may not run the 25-26 Fairgrounds meet there now that the historical horse racing machines have been ruled illegal in the state of Louisiana. So bring us up to speed on that, John.
Right. On Tuesday, the Louisiana Racing Commission assigned the racing dates, their usual racing dates. And Fairgrounds usually starts around Thanksgiving in November and runs into the spring with, capped off by the Louisiana Derby. So the dates have been assigned, but then Churchill's lawyer went on with a public statement saying, we're not necessarily going to run this meet unless something is done to replace the revenue generated by those HHR, horse racing historical machines, the revenue that was brought in by those machines, and not only at the racetrack, but at their 13 off-track betting facilities. Those machines were deemed illegal in Louisiana. They were removed in March. So we're going to see where this plays now. And if you remember, this happened in a different way for Churchill Downs in Illinois, where they had Arlington Park, and they requested some tax relief so they didn't have to pay a premium with the slot machines there. With Churchill also owns a casino nearby Arlington Park, and they didn't feel like they had to pay the same rate of taxes that the casino had to pay while putting on the races and maintaining that facility. So they just basically took their ball and went home, and Arlington Park was closed. So, Churchill Downs, when they threaten these kind of things, I don't think they're just positioning themselves. This could be something serious, so we'll have to follow this going forward. But right now, it would be strange to have no Louisiana Derby next year.
Yeah, for sure. Major prep race for the Kentucky Derby. John, closer to home, Northern Cal Racing took another hit when the CHRB denied by a 4-3 vote the Ferndale request for racing dates. Ferndale was going to try to do three weekends this summer, and it looks like, as of now, racing in Northern California is DOA.
It looks that way. Thursday they had the vote. This is the second vote by the California Horse Racing Board. There was not enough of the commissioners there a month ago to count that vote as they needed four votes out of seven, positive or negative. It was a 3-2 vote last month, negative, and it was a 4-3 vote on Thursday not to give those dates out to Ferndale. So as it stands now, there are no dates in Northern California for racing this year. It's possible that down the line, there are groups that would like to run a meet at Fresno. Something could happen with that. But right now, it looks like the TOC and the California Horse Racing Board are taking the stand that we have to make the Southern California circuit go. You know, the purses are up a little bit, and we'll see that even more. Del Mar, the purse structure with the condition book having come out this week. But it doesn't look like they want to have to go ahead and do this. And, you know, the longer that they don't race, the horsemen leave, the horses leave, it's going to be harder and harder to bring back horses to make a race go up in Northern California.
Yeah, that's for sure, John. Something that I know impressed you, a letter from Oaklawn Park President Louis Sella, and the Sella family has owned Oaklawn forever, very classy people. He sent a letter to the horsemen thanking them for their support. I know that's something that you really thought was a classy move, John.
Yeah, you know, he sent a note. The first thing he said, I want to extend a heartfelt thank you to each of you for your support and resilience through a challenging meet. Severe weather put all of us to a test, but we managed through and we did it together. And that's the key word, together. They appreciate the fact that the horsemen work with them to make races go. Mr. Sella highlighted some of the things, including, you know, a total purse distribution of $56 million. They had 13 trainers earn over $1 million purses down there at Oaklawn. They had 16 jockeys earn over $1 million in purse earnings at Oaklawn. They added 10 overnight stakes. And at the end of the letter he sent to the owners and trainers, we are grateful for your trust and continued partnership, and we look forward to seeing you back next season. This is how you get guys to work with you. When races don't fill, you give them a call. Can you help me out? If you work with them, they'll work with you. And, you know, there have been times in California where, you know, places have gotten away from that. And don't make it a controversial or combative situation. You need to be partners to make everything go as best it can.
John, let's get into the Preakness. And that's the whole focus of today. As I said, the eyes of the racing world. John, I saw a stat that I thought was really interesting, worth bringing up. Since Justify won the Triple Crown in 2018, there have been now 19 straight different winners of Triple Crown races. No horses have been able to notch two wins in a year. We've had 19 different winners, including this year's Kentucky Derby winner, Sovereignty, and that will become 20 straight today because Sovereignty passed the race. Runner-up Journalism is the favorite. So it's been hard for any of these three-year-olds to establish any kind of dominance in the Triple Crown since Justify did it way back in 2018.
I did not realize that. That is an amazing stat, and you're right. It'll be 20 after the day. But, I do think that Journalism is going to probably be even money, 4-5, maybe even 3-5 in here, and he should win. He ran a super race in the Kentucky Derby, just got run down by Sovereignty. We talked about it, and they look like the two best horses going into the Derby. Nothing has changed my mind, and the connections of Journalism waited as long as possible to make sure their horse is okay for today's race. They entered him earlier this week. I don't think there's been any blips on the screen between the Derby and the Preakness, so as long as Journalism gets a clean trip today, I think he's going to run huge, and that would kind of set up a rematch, hopefully, in the Belmont Stakes at Saratoga in 3 weeks after this. And I would think one of those horses might be the one to kind of snap that streak. But for me as a handicapper, Bob, I think Journalism stands out here. I would look to one of the new faces to maybe try and complete an exacta. I know Steve Asmussen's been very high and clever again. came off the layoff this winter and went a distance of ground right off the bat, and he won and broke his maiden. Came right back in the stakes in Oakland and won. And he's got speed, and I don't think he's a speed-crazy horse. He's drawn outside the other pace. I think he can either set the pace or sit outside getting a clean trip, and I think Turner for home, Clever again is going to be in front, and Journalism's got to run him down. River Thames is a horse that has run well. He got beat a neck by Sovereignty down in Florida, so we know he can compete at this level. The only question for me is the mile and 3/16. So that might be a little long for River Thames. So for me, it looks like a slam dunk. Journalism over Clever again, exacta for me. You know, it's going to be tough to make win wagers on Journalism at a low price, but with all the rolling bets down at Pimlico today, there's a way to make some money out of this.
Yeah, I agree with you, John, on Journalism. Knowing the trainer as I do, Michael McCarthy, co-owner Aaron Wellman from Eclipse of Thoroughbreds, they're very conservative and they want to do right by the horse. For them to come back in 2 weeks is telling me this horse has really come out of the Derby very well. I know if there was anything they felt he was knocked out by the race, they would not be going in here. They would be waiting for the Belmont as well. So I'm with you, John. I think he's the best horse. I think he ran a huge race in the Derby. I think he's the one to beat. Clever, again, is also my second horse, John. A couple nice wins at Oaklawn. He may be the clear leader turning for home, as you said, and Journalism will have to run him down. It'll be interesting to see what Goal Oriented does from the rail. He had speed last time winning in the slop at Churchill. You got to figure Flavian Pratt's going to have to use him a bit early for position. And a horse that I'm going to try to get into the exotics at 20-1, either the exact or the try. I think this horse on the outside, Gosker, is kind of interesting at 20-1. That's the 9 horse. He's won a couple in a row, including the Lexington at Keeneland. But they're going to have to run to beat Journalism. I think he's going to come back and run a real big race today. Well, John, you did double duty on your Lindo report. You did a full card, 14 races at Pimlico. You also did full card at Santa Anita, which has a 10-race card today. Last week, you gave us a winner in Orizonte, $5.90. That was at Churchill Downs. So the Lindo report brought to us by the South Point. Let's get that phone number out there, John, and then get your radio play.
Yeah, everything going on with the basketball playoffs, the hockeys, and they're going to be in the Stanley Cup Finals soon. You got the horses. Give Steve Johnson a call at the South Point, 866-780-7223. Ask how you can get your Thoroughbred L.A. horse players rate. For a play today, I'm going to go to Pimlico, Bob. I'm going to go to the 8th race. That's the Chick Lang Stakes. I've been really impressed by number 3, Ancient World. This is a horse that has won at Fairgrounds and at Keeneland from off the pace. He's got a big turn of foot. There's a lot of speed in this race, and I just think we haven't seen the best of him. If he shows that turn of foot one more time, he's going to be tough down in deep stretch today. You get 6-1 on the morning line. If you get that price, you take it on number 3, Ancient World, 8th race at Pimlico, the Chick Lang Stakes. Bob, I know you put together your sheet for Santa Anita. I know you've also looked at Pimlico, so let's get a play from you as well.
Right. I put out my sheet today for Santa Anita races 6, 8, 10, where my best play is $144 in the late pick 5. Good field size later in the card. But I'm going to also go to Pimlico for my radio play, John. And it's the 9th race, the Turf Sprint. A couple scratches in here. We're down to a field of 7. Take out the 1 Boats a Rockin' and take out the 7 Duncan Idaho. I thought number 9, 4 Harp, looked very good winning last time. He took the King Leatherberry at Laurel, did it down on the rail, took heat. Now he moves to the outside. I know there's a very fast horse in Coppola. I'm hoping 4 Harp can stalk a little bit and get that first jump on some of the closers. He's 5-1 before scratches. So my radio play is race 9 at Pimlico. It's the 9 horse, 4 Harp, 5-1 on the morning line. John, let's go ahead and take our first time out. When we come back, Bob Mazursky from today's Racing Digest, Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. You're listening to a Preakness edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
You can listen to the engine moaning out his one note song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Dale.
The Del Mar Ship and Win Program is back. Out-of-state horses that come to Del Mar receive a travel stipend and purse bonuses for every start at Del Mar. For details, go to dmtc.com or contact David Jerkins in the Del Mar Racing Office at 858-792-4230. Owners and trainers, maximize your earning potential at Del Mar. Ship and win.
Where the turf meets the surf down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf right now. Down at Old Del Mar.
From the breeding shed to the winner's circle, Legacy Ranch prepares your young horses the right way to maximize your success. Located in Clements, California, the 145 acres of Legacy Ranch provides large pastures and grass paddocks. New to the Legacy Ranch Stallion roster for 2025 is the brilliant Forbidden Kingdom, winner of the San Felipe Stakes at Santa Anita. Fast, classy, and precocious, Forbidden Kingdom is a great opportunity at the introductory stud fee of just $5,000. Don't forget to check out perennial California leading sire Clubhouse Ride and Lightning Fast Straight Fire 2. For more information or to schedule a visit to Legacy Ranch, call Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 or log on to LegacyRanchInc.com. Don't get left at the gate. Be part of the winning team at Legacy Ranch. Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Now more than ever, it pays to own a cowbred. The bonus for registered cowbreds or cow-sired horses winning maiden special weight races in restricted and open company is $15,000 at Santa Anita and Del Mar. The bonus is $10,000 for similar races at Los Alamitos and in Northern California. Have a foal by an out-of-state stallion? Make that foal a cowbred by breeding your mare back to a California stallion. It's that easy. Lucrative Breeders and Owners Awards are available for winning qualifying races in California. Take advantage of all the CTBA incentive programs to maximize your California racing earning power. For more information, contact CTBA at 626-445-7800 or log on to ctba.com. That's ctba.com.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike and John Lindo. John, while we were away on break, we had the fourth race go from Pimlico, and it was the odds-on favorite Booth who went wire to wire. So speed appears to be fine, but the track is not overly souped up, which is really good for a big day.
Yeah, and hold your tickets on that fourth race today. The number five horse, Concrete Glory, had his head turned when the gates opened, and it looked like the handler may have had a hold of the bridle. He got left behind, far behind the field. There's an inquiry going on right now. It's possible he could be declared a non-starter. So hold those tickets. We'll see what happens there. But Booth, the unofficial winner, race four, the Maryland Sprint Stakes at Pimlico.
John, give us a word on Cowbred of the Week. It's an old pro, and this horse won the $100,000 Siren Lure Stakes last Saturday at Santa Anita.
First career stakes in for Lovesick Blues. He's a 7-year-old gelding by Grazen out of the Minister's Wildcat mare, Queen of the Castle. Was bred by Nick Alexander, is owned by Mia Familia Racing Stable, trained by Labrato Baroccio. Lovesick Blues now has, 8 wins and career earnings over $524,000 from 39 lifetime starts. Just a big, beautiful gray gelding. Lovesick Blues, our Cowbred of the Week.
Let's bring in Bob Mazursky from today's RacingDigest.com. And, of course, Bob's great at handicap runs and all the Southern California newspaper group papers. Good morning, Bob. How are you today?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Doing great. Wanted you to look, first of all, at the feature race at Santa Anita, which is the 10th and final. And I thought one of the more competitive races on the card, a good way to end this 10-race card. How'd you see today's misdirection?
I'm with you, Bob. I thought it was one of the better betting races on today's card. I think it could go a lot of different ways. I picked Ben Gonza on top. I think, you know, she's cutting back to her best game. I think Down the Hill is her best game. So she would be my top choice in here, but I think there are others that have a chance. Miss Roberts comes off a nice win last time. Uncorked ran horribly last time, but she also could be effective on the cutback. You know, which we like the horses cutting back, coming down the hill. Lunar Impact, a comebacker for Dan Blacker, has a look. So I thought it was a really, really wide open race.
Yeah, very wide open. When the 3-1 favorites, 3-1, and Miss Roberts, it's a good betting race to end the card. Well, Bob, did you think they could beat Journalism today? How'd you see the Preakness?
No, I agree with what you guys were saying earlier. I mean, those connections are very conservative, very smart, and if they didn't think the horse was absolutely thriving, they wouldn't be running. So I think, you know, I just think he's better than these horses if he gets a clean trip. And, you know, he did have some excuses in the early part of the Derby, so I think he would have been a lot closer earlier. But, you know, Sovereignty beat him on the square down the lane. But I think if he runs his race today, he'll be very tough to beat. I'm going to go for a different horse for a second. I know Goal Orient has only had two races, but he's inside speed. And after what I've seen in the last couple races at Pimlico, maybe that's where you want to be. And I think maybe he could get in front early and maybe hold on for second. So that's the way I'm going to play it.
And, Bob, you gave us a radio winner last week. Don't Tell Our Wives, a good name for a racehorse, $8.60 at Santa Anita. John Lindo, I know you wanted to get a pick from Bob today, so go on ahead, John.
Yeah, you know, after a series of kind of soft cards at Santa Anita, the field sizes are better, especially the second half of the card today, and there are some good wagering options. Bob, where do you want to go for your play today at Santa Anita?
I'm going to go to one of the earlier races of the fourth race. It's a horse that hasn't won for a while, number 5, Kitty Katana, in the fourth race. But I think she's dropping to an effective level. She's best to me around one turn. And you get a jockey change to Hector Berrios, which is always a good thing, especially on the grass. So number 5, Kitty Katana, for the combo of Sadler and Berrios in race 4.
Bob Mazursky, today's Racing Digest. Get his picks and all of our handicappers there. Have a great day, Bob. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care. Good luck today.
Okay. That was Bob Mazursky. Let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, guys?
Doing really well. Looking forward to a big day. 4 of them in the books already at Pimlico. 10 to go. And I know you've got your attention squarely focused there and probably other places as well, Bruce. But we wanted you to preview one of their stakes races. It's the 8th race on the card, the Chick Lang. How'd you see that one?
Kind of see it the same way John Lindo sees it. I agree on Ancient World. This horse might be a little deficient on speed figures, but from a visual standpoint, super impressive. The last one, the last win at Keeneland, especially impressive. Didn't break very well, kind of off slowly. Tried to come inside a hole, kind of jammed in there, then had to await racing room and go to the 3 path, and he showed an electric turn of foot to win going away. It looks like there's enough speed to set it up for him. I think the price will be right because maybe the speed figures look a little light on him. So if you're a speed figure person, you probably don't like this horse, but from the visuals, he's very tough to beat. Two other contenders I would consider, the 6 horse, Keep It Easy. When last seen sprinting at Churchill, was an impressive winner back in late November. I think the cutback will help him. And then the horse to catch is on the outside, 1900, who comes off a big maiden win at Aqueduct. He's the figure horse. But I don't know that he's all that trustworthy, but I would consider him. So 3 Ancient World with the 6 Keep It Easy and the 8 1900.
And how are you seeing the Preakness, Bruce? Are you in the Journalism camp or against?
Yeah. You know, I kind of wish, I'm not trying to second guess, I kind of wish he didn't run because I would have loved to see the setup against Sovereignty with both having the time off. But I think he looks pretty close to a laydown here. He just seems miles better than what he's facing. Just an average group when you get past him. He's a dynamite horse, and I just think off of class fumes, he wins this race.
John Lindo, we got a winner last week from Bruce, and a good one, Jody's Pride, $17.40, taking the Ruffian at Aqueduct last week. So why don't you get Bruce's first radio play?
Well, Bruce, let us find out. First of all, what do you have at betonbruce.com? And I know you like to go out of state for your first play, so let us know the menu and give us a play outside of California first.
Full card at the Preakness, John, from race 1 to 13. We didn't tackle the Arabian race. Also with audio included, full card at Santa Anita. Late races coming today from Aqueduct with audio and also best bets at Santa Anita also.
So let's get our first radio play.
Yeah, as far as out of town, let's stay at Belmont, Aqueduct, Belmont at Aqueduct. I'm going to go to the eighth race for what I think could be a standout here, the comebacking number eight, Mr. Flowers. Now, this is a starter allowance race for horses that have run for 50,000 or break have started for 50,000 or less. And I bring that up because Mr. Flowers is actually a straight maiden winner, and I think in this group maybe one or two others are straight maiden winners, maybe one in a state bred race, but I think he's got a class advantage, and he ran huge when last seen here in mid-October. He was super game running down the speed there. He just never stopped trying in a big performance. He now gets a trainer upgrade to Jamie Ness, who does very good work with first-time acquisitions. There's plenty of speed to set it up for his kind of stalking style. Layoff and all, I think he looks tough. So race eight, I like the eight Mr. Flowers at 7-2 on the morning line.
Eighth race, Belmont at Aqueduct. It's the eight-horse Mr. Flowers. And, Bruce, I always get your second play. You're going to come back to Santa Anita, or where do you want to go?
Yeah, let's go to the finale, the 10th race at Santa Anita. Neat race down the hill. And, again, I'm going to go with the comebacker. I like the nine, Lunar Impact. I think she gets – well, one thing she gets away from is Ag Bullet. In her last three starts, she's run behind Ag Bullet, who would be a very heavy favorite here today. And she's run competitively in those two stakes races, one of which came down the hill. She's a downhill winner. The other thing I like about her, while she's not speed crazy, she's got a little natural early speed in a race where there's not a whole lot of speed. Most of the contenders here want to come from off the pace. I think Lunar Impact might be a little quicker than some of the other contenders. Even off the layoff, I think she looks tough. She has a nice May 11th workout on XBTV coming in, looking good late. So in race 10, I'm going to go with the comebacker, the 9, Lunar Impact, 6-1 on the morning line.
And again, Hector Berrios doesn't hurt your chances coming down the hill either, Bruce. BetOnBruce.com, go there, get all of Bruce's information, and let's get some more winners, Bruce.
Sounds good, man. Let's win some money, and we'll talk next week.
All right, sounds good. That was Bruce Finkelstein. Let's take our next time out. When we come back, John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets and Scott Shapiro. He's been doing work for ExpressBet and DRF. That's the next segment of a Preakness Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
AM 830.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin Sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin Sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin Sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin Sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin Sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com.
Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
Exciting nighttime weekend action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. The weekend feature is the California Derby Challenge on Sunday night, plus night racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool was over $200,000 last Sunday. Remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players. And racing fans, Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the Preakness on Saturday, May 17th, with a field set to be led by Journalism, winner of the Los Alamitos Futurity last December. Our gates will open early for all the great simulcast action. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike, John Lindo. And John, how about a word from our good friends at Legacy Ranch, Pete and Ev Perella. They've got a good sire standing up there, and they're also going to be a little bit of TV stars here coming up as well.
Well, it's still breeding season. You got to remember, first year for Forbidden Kingdom up there at the introductory stud fee of $5,000. You can call Terry Knight at 510-928-4980. Also, ask about Clubhouse Ride having another good year at Santa Anita so far. And you talk about Legacy Ranch. If you remember the actor, Andy Garcia, he was in The Godfather and Ocean's 11, Ocean's 13. He has an all-access TV show, and they're going to do a segment coming up later this year on Legacy Ranch with Pete and Evelyn Pereira. Perella, I'm really looking forward to that. That'll be an interesting view, and we'll keep this posted. And I think Mike Wilma is going to have Pete on Sunday show to talk a little bit more about this, but this came out this week, and looking forward to it, and Pete and Evelyn doing whatever they can to help the breeders in California.
And John, the Del Mar Condition book is out. The book one is available at www.dmtc.com. John, big purses, big bonuses. I saw that news yesterday. There's some Cal incentives for the horses that ran up in Northern California earlier in the year. So Del Mar is going to have a great meet and a lot of money on the line.
Right. And if you need all the definitions for that Ship and Win program, it is in that condition book. Download it. Take a look. You'll know what the first few weeks of races are. Go get a horse and get ready to participate.
Let's go to John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Good morning, John.
Hey, John, how you guys doing?
We are doing great. What are the conditions today at Belmont at Aqueduct?
Well, the sun has finally come out. It rained the last three or four days here. Two races have come off the grass, the fifth race and the last race. The rest of the races remain on the turf.
You've got 11 races today, no stakes race, John. I wanted you to preview what to me was the toughest race in that late pick five sequence at Pimlico, and it's the 12th race, the Dinner Party Stakes, a mile and eighth on the lawn. There are three scratches, but still a field of 10 in there, John. I had a lot of trouble, so I need your help in here.
So you're giving me the hardest race.
That's right.
I appreciate that, Bob. Thanks so much. Anyway, I like the number 10 horse in there, Fort Washington. This is a six-year-old from the Shug McGahey barn. Junior Alvarado aboard to ride. He's listed at 5-1 on the morning line. This horse is rounding into top form now. His last couple of races, all very good. He likes them given the turf, and he's certainly going to get it today. I like number 10, Fort Washington, to win this year's Dinner Party Stakes. It's the 12th at Pimlico.
And, John Lindo, what do you have for Mr. Hardoon to get his first radio play?
Well, John, let's get a list of what tracks you cover today, and then let's get a play from out of state, first of all. So what do you have available at johnhardoon.com?
Okay, so we have Belmont at Aqueduct, we have Churchill, we have Pimlico, and we have Santa Anita Selections.
And where do you want to go for a radio play?
Let's go to Pimlico. Bob, with all due respect to you, your horse certainly has a shot, but I like another horse in the ninth race today at Pimlico, sprinting 5 furlongs on the turf, and I love the number 4 horse in here, Woody. Go watch his replay. He had a miserable trip last time out. I love the rider switch today to Flavian Pratt. The horse is listed at 10-1 on the morning line. Probably will be shorter than that, but I like number 4, Woody, playing exactly with Bob's horse, Fort Harp, but I like the 4, Woody, to win it.
And, John, he was my second horse, so we have no argument there. We're going to try to crush that exacta today. And where do you want to go for your second radio play, John?
Let's go to Belmont, look at race number 9. It's a mile on the main track, and I like the number 6 horse in here, My Last Mission. This is a 6-year-old gelding from the Jamie Nesbong, Ruben Silvera board to ride. He's listed at 9-2 on the morning line. I think he's going to work out a terrific trip here. He's drawn well outside going a mile. 9-2 on the morning line, number 6, My Last Mission, wins today's 9th race out at Belmont Park.
And, John, we didn't ask you about the Preakness. How do you see it? Journalism, or are you trying to beat him?
No, I'm beating journalism today. It's just against my religion to play a horseback on 2 weeks coming out of the Derby. And, listen, if I was buying stock in any of these horses, obviously journalism is the best horse in the race. But the question is, who's going to be the best horse today? And I like number 8, Clever Again. Asmussen's done a terrific job with this horse. He freshened him up. He's been pointing for this race, and I think he's going to be ultra tough in here. I like number 8, Clever Again, to win this year's Preakness.
And tell us what's available today at the website, John.
We have Pimlico, we have Belmont at Aqueduct, we have Churchill and Santa Anita selections.
JonHardoon.com, JonHardoon.com from the Rags and Sheets. Thank you, sir. Have a great day. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
All right, that was John Hardoon, and we will bring in Scott Shapiro, who was up early, and Adam today with the Shappy Hour. Good morning, Scott. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. I mean, you're up earlier than me. It's just a matter of what coast we're on, you know.
Well, you got that 3-hour start on me, so it always seems like you're starting at 2 in the morning. But how'd it go with the Shappy Hour today?
It was good. I had Brian Nato from Gulfstream Park home. We went through races 7 through 13 on the Preakness card. Enjoyed it, as always.
And, Shapper, we wanted you to preview one of the undercard races at Pimlico, the Sir Barton, which is the 10th race, 3-year-olds here. You got a couple impressive maiden winners who are stretching out and trying winners. How'd you see this one?
Yeah, it's a pretty fun race and maybe some opportunity, maybe not. Number 6, Invictus, I think is going to take a lot of support. Big scratch of the 7, him, who was going to take some money in there. And Invictus has a lot going for him. He's, incredibly bred. He's a son of Into Mischief out of Serengeti Empress, the 2019 Kentucky Oaks winner. Brad Cox coming off a win. You get Pratt. So all of that is good, but he's never gone 2 turns, and he's never taken on winners, and he's going to be a short price. So he can definitely win, and he's tough to kind of toss. But I do think number 9, Just a Fair Shake, hopefully gets over, or maybe I think he could get overlooked, and I'm hoping he does. This is a horse that's already, overachieved an $8,000 Keeneland purchase in September of 2023. He ran a huge second last time out to Pay Billy, who's in the Preakness. He was 5 wide in the first turn and then 4 wide on the back stretch and still fought to the wire at a big price. Third off the layoff, he gets to move inside because there are a couple of scratches. I think Just a Fair Shake has a fair shake to spring an upset here. But no doubt Invictus is the one to beat, the lightly raced Crudo for Todd Fletcher. I guess taking on winners for the first time off of winning Keeneland will probably be the second choice.
And your opinion in the Preakness?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with everybody other. Well, I kind of agree with both, all y'all before, and then John Hardoon, because I do have a nice futures wager on Clever Again to kind of cover me there. But I think he's going to have to really have his work cut out for him to beat journalism. I really didn't lose any respect for journalism, even though he kind of didn't get there for us a couple of weeks ago. I thought Sovereignty proved he might be as good or better, and he had to work a little bit in the early going. But I think the value is underneath in the race. I'm going to hope that Sandman, coming back off 2 weeks off a poor effort, I don't really see why he bounces back in here. So getting him out of the try, I think, is where the value is. But I'm journalism on top.
Very good. Hey, John, I know you wanted to ask Scott about the Downs After Dark card at Churchill and get a radio play from him. So, John, go on in.
Yeah, Scott, you know, everything else that's going on, we started earlier today, obviously, with the Preakness Day at Pimlico, but I thought Churchill made a good move kind of going to a Downs After Dark today. They'll kind of jump in there right as the Preakness goes, and they'll have a whole card going this evening at Churchill Downs. So don't get lost on that. There's always some good racing at Churchill Downs.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting move. I will say this is where when I get when I wake up on a Saturday morning will come into play. I am very appreciative. I'm not working these like I used to, but especially out in California, this is a great, you know, second act to go along with the Preakness and whatnot. It gets started at 6 Eastern, so 3 out there, 11 races. There's a stake race, Louisville, 1.5 miles on the turf. So definitely some good action with some big pools to be had after and during Santa Anita and Pimlico, et cetera.
And I know you did the work on ExpressBet on that late pick 5 at Pimlico that ends with the Preakness, but did you want to go there for your radio play or anywhere else around the country? Where do you see some action today?
Well, I'm focused on Pimlico today, so I'll go there and kind of dancing around some of the other thoughts. I am going to go to race 8, which is right before the late pick 5 that you speak of. Actually kicks off the Rainbow 6, which is a mandatory pool today, with no more racing at Pimlico, so that's noteworthy. And I like the 9 in here, Perfect Force. No doubt 1-900, the 7-2 morning line favorite, the one to beat off the speed figures, but there's a lot of speed in here. I think you could set it up for a runner from off the pace, and Perfect Force coming back quickly, but for Dwayne Lucas, no big deal. And he really didn't have any chance in the Pat Day Mile. Not only was that race dominated by those on the front end, but he got out of the gate slow, but probably a little bit up against it from a class perspective as well. But I like the cutback here. I like the slight class drop, and I like the likely race shape. So we'll try number 9, Perfect Force, at 9-2 in race 8 at Pimlico, the Chick Lang.
That was Scott Shapiro, and we've got the Shappy Hour done. It's time to enjoy a great card at Pimlico, Churchill Downs, and it's going to be a long one for you, Shapper, so get tied on and have a great day.
Thanks. You guys enjoy the all-day and night racing, and if I make it to race 7 at Churchill, it probably means I won today.
All right, well, let's do that. I can get you to the 8th, 9th, right, and 10th as well. All right, buddy, have a good one.
You too, guys.
All right, let's take our final timeout. When we come back, Toby Callett, Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. That'll be the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles, AM 830, KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on to Del Mar. Everybody's gonna have a smile on their face, cause somebody's gonna win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar.
The Del Mar Ship and Win program is back. Out-of-state horses that come to Del Mar receive a travel stipend and purse bonuses for every start at Del Mar. For details, go to dmtc.com or contact David Jerkins in the Del Mar Racing Office at 858-792-4230. Owners and trainers, maximize your earning potential at Del Mar. Ship and Win.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf,
all right now,
down at Old Del Mar.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Developed by Horsemen, horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice is sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And John, before we bring in Toby Callett, how about a word from our simulcast sites?
Well, if you're in San Diego like me and the Padres have a 5:40 game tonight at home against Seattle, get down in San Diego downtown early. Go down to the paddock on 5th and you can bet the Preakness at 4 o'clock our time, 868 5th Avenue in San Diego. They are open for watching and wagering. If you're in Orange County, obviously you can go to the OC Tavern in San Clemente, 2369. South El Camino Real Road in San Clemente. And your place, the Derby Room, is already up and watching and wagering, and they serve pretty good breakfasts out there, Bob.
And, you know, I texted Brandon yesterday, John. They were going to open up this patio with the self-serve machines at 7 a.m., and then the main doors were going to open at 8. Just another example of the great customer service out there at the Derby Room. And I hope to see Brandon and Monica tomorrow on my way out when I get out there. Okay, let's bring in now Toby Callett. Good morning, Toby.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Good. It looked like good conditions, maybe a little warm on your neck of the woods today. But we wanted to ask you about one of the horses in the Preakness who kind of got his start at Gulfstream early in the year. That's River Thames. What do you think of his chances? He was a big winner in the first two starts at Gulfstream, ran second in the Fountain of Youth, a solid third in the Bluegrass. What about him today in the Preakness, Toby?
Well, as you guys had mentioned earlier in the show, he has distance limitations, I believe. The other thing is, you know, the second against Sovereignty, as we had remarked, all of us going into the Fountain of Youth, we know Sovereignty was doing whatever it was, just all on his own. Some, I don't think that River Thames met the real Sovereignty like Journalism did. But with the distance limitations, and, you know, I've said for years, the worst thing that can happen to a young colt in the Todd Pletcher barn is that he flashes greatness early. Can he be a part of the number? Yes, but I don't have any enthusiasm about River Thames' chances at all of that.
John Lindo.
Well, Toby, I know you're not producing your sheet on a regular basis anymore, so you can look around the country. Where did you want to go for a radio play today?
Well, we're gonna go to Churchill via Gulfstream. How about that? We're going to go to the first race, 6 o'clock Eastern, so that's an hour before the Preakness. Build up the bankroll with number 2, Obstreperous. This is a Jose D'Angelo trainee that he has shipped up to Churchill. Florent Giroux takes the call, 6-1. the last race was a very, very good field. Big training effort since. Came the last quarter in 22 in that. I was able to view that in the video. I look for obstreperous to kick off the Churchill card and enhance your bankroll for the Preakness. That's the two, obstreperous in the first race at Churchill Downs.
6-1, that works, Toby. Thanks so much. Have a great day, and we will talk again next week.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Okay, that was Toby Callett. And final stop for us is Michael Rona, the track announcer at Los Alamitos. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, you called journalism when he won the Los Al Futurity back in December. I know everybody down at Los Al's kind of got a loyal rooting interest. What do you think of his chances today?
Oh, excellent. Let's just hope that the horse, Drawn Gate 1, comes out straight today and doesn't take a right-hand turn. That's probably his biggest danger.
Yeah, we did see that in the Derby, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Michael, tomorrow night, you've got the California Regional Derby Challenge. Tell us just a little bit about what's going on tonight, a little bit about tomorrow, and then John Lindo will jump in.
Yeah, the race tomorrow night, very open. 3-1 morning line favorite is Midnight Mood, who was third in the Grade 1 Governor's Cup Futurity last year. Field of 9 going 400 yards, and it's a regional qualifier. The winner will get to a national final later in the year at the Downs at Albuquerque. The race features the exact horses from the James Smith Memorial Stakes early last month. Hold My Beer and Watch This, number 6, who's been supplemented to this race by trainer Eddie Willis, and Invasive, who'll come out of gate number 1. In the 350-yard James Smith Memorial, Hold My Beer and Watch This began brilliantly, held on by a nose. The extra 50 yards would appear to be in the favor of Invasive. Just a quick note about Hold My Beer and Watch This. It's a catchy name. I get that it could even develop a bit of a fan following. Fun name, yeah. Except his dam is the winner of the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks, Dreams Divine. One of the most exquisite names of any breed I can remember. And how you come up with Hold My Beer and Watch This as a progeny of Dreams Divine and missing some consonants to accommodate the 18-character limit, which is a pet peeve of mine, is utterly beyond me. Do we need to introduce a segment named Rona's Rant?
We may have to, Michael. John Lindo, what do you have for Michael?
Well, first of all, you made my day, Michael. I think that's great. listen, with Santa Anita 10-race card today, and I know they'll take a break in the middle to watch the Preakness, so they're going to be running a little bit late today. So what is the post time tonight for your first race? And obviously we need a radio play.
Yeah, the first race tonight, not until 6:50. And race 5, John, is a really strong allowance for three-year-olds and up who've not won a race this year, but it is replete with stakes horses. The puzzling part of the race is the 300-yard distance, which seems to be short of the preferred distance for most of the field, including on paper number 5, Edberg Verde, who was flashing home for fourth at the end of 3:50 in the Grade 3 Career Bar last start. Terrific on the gallop out. He's a Brazilian horse. But if you scrutinize more closely his 10 races since coming from Brazil, the two wins have been at the 300 yards, including coming back in distance to achieve his second victory here. I think he's got a good shot from out in gate 5 at 5-2. There's a scary newcomer from New Mexico, number 2, Rayonair, and the rail horse Just Being a Friend's won almost $500,000 but hasn't won for a couple of years. I think number 5 in race 5, Edberg Verde, can come down the outside and get the chocolates.
Thank you, Michael. We're out of time. Let's make it 2 weeks in a row. Sunday rain you gave us last week. We'll get the money again. Thanks to Elise Diaz inside. Mike Wilman's here tomorrow, 8 to 10. Andy Harris, stay tuned for the SoCal Restaurant Show. Thanks for listening. Have a great Pimlico Preakness Day, and we will talk to you again next Saturday.